Thank you for contacting provider services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare.
Medicaid.
If you are a community health...
Oh, no, community health choice. Okay, bye, Amy. Oh.
That's CHC. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim
service
status, prior author. All right. To help you further, please say or enter your NPI. That's zero. Did I get that right? Sorry, I did not understand your response. That's zero. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. And what are the last four digits of your tax ID number? Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say or enter the last four digits of your tax ID number. That's 3555. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm unable to match your information. Please say or enter your 10-digit NPI. That's zero. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right, and what are the last four digits of your tax ID number? That's zero. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm unable to match your information. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you. Thank you for calling Provider Services. All of our representatives are busy assisting other callers. Please have your provider number ready for the next available representative.
Since today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked.
We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us.
Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2.
Thank you for calling Provider Service. My name is Jonette. May I please have your first name?
Sure, Melissa J.
Your last name initial?
J.
And the callback number?
267-551-7430.
Is there an extension?
No, that's a direct line.
And can I please get your NPI number or your provider ID number?
Provider ID is 307-828-94.
Last four numbers of your tax ID?
3555.
Name of your facility?
Family First Care.
Member's ID number?
Where is she? Can I give you the Medicaid ID number?
Sure.
0010-273-340.
Last four numbers, so the member's name, date of birth.
Sorry, what was the question?
Member's name, date of birth.
Kenya Alston, 5977.
Are you aware of them having any other insurance?
No.
And what is their address?
The patient's address, 1 second. I have here is 765 Cone Street, Norristown, PA, 19401.
You said 765?
765, yes.
I don't have the address. And what's the data service?
I'm calling to reach out to the service coordinator because we've been requesting an authorization for home care services for a long time and we haven't heard from anyone. So I just wanted to either follow up with the service coordinator if there is a supervisor I can get a hold of.
I can give you, do you have the service coordinator information name? Because I can give you that.
Here, let me see. A. Bradley.
Let me see the service.
Oh, hold on. Is the service coordinator available?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just looking for her name now. That's Angelique Bradley. So I don't know if she's available. I can try to transfer you. Her number is 267-300-2195. And you can also email her at abradley1 at KeystoneFirstCHC.com.
Got it.
But I can try to transfer you to that, and then you can leave a message for her.
Okay.
Before I transfer you, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I'm pretty sure there is, but I guess we'll do one thing at a time.
My name is Jeanette. Thank you for calling Keystone First. Thank you for calling Keystone First Community Health Choice. Hold for the transfer, please.
Thank you.
Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby.
Thank you for holding. She may be on the line with other callers. Would you mind to leave a message for her?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. Before I transfer you, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Oh, that's it for now.
My name is Jeanette. Thank you for calling Keystone First on Community Health Choice. Hold for the transfer, please.
Thank you.
Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test.
Thank you for holding. I tried to have voicemail is not even set up yet.
Oh my god. Fun.
So you can try to email her.
Okay, let me put here. Okay, I'll send another email.
And I'm gonna see, because I don't have her supervisor's name or anything. Let me see if I can get that. And then if you can't get in contact with her, she doesn't respond to you, you can try to. Her name is Angelique. I don't have her supervisor is Gloria Underwood. I don't have a telephone number for her.
Do you have an email?
That would be G Underwood at KeystoneFirstCHC.com.
Perfect. I will send you an email.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Well, since they didn't answer, I'm going to say yes. Can I bother you for another member?
Sure. And the next member, you just need same provider?
Yes.
Member's ID number.
Hold on, let me see. Okay, this one. Members, is it okay if I give you again the Medicaid?
Sure.
Where are you? It's 00143-47603.
Last four numbers. So that's, member's name, date of birth?
Morris Dozier. Date of birth 3/13/61.
Are you aware of them having any other insurance?
No.
And you just need the service coordinator information?
So this one I would need a supervisor because I've emailed the service coordinator and no answer or called and no answer. But I have here the service coordinator is Yvonne Boykin. I just want to make sure it's the right one.
Yeah, that's what I have her service coordinator as. And I have her telephone number. Let me see. Telephone number is 267-660-8367.
Yeah, she's not answering.
You called that number?
Yes.
Okay. And did you email her?
Yeah, we've been emailing her since the 23rd of June.
Okay. And you want to see if I can get
we've actually been emailing her since the 20th. Yeah, if there's a supervisor that you can provide me with their info.
Let me see if it comes up. That is Yvonne. You know what? Let me try to email Yvonne. 616-9422. Her supervisor is Papa. And last name is Papa. It's Papa Papa. And last name is Sow. So that would be PSOW at KeystoneFirstCHC.com. And I have a telephone number for them as, let me see, is 484-497-1849.
Perfect.
Now I can try to see if I can, and transfer you to Yvonne, hopefully.
Thank you.
And supervisor, let me just put in Papa. So, and Before I transfer you, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it for now.
My name is Jeanette. Thank you for calling Keystone First Community Health Choice. Hold for the transfer.
Thank you.
Listen today.
They're in line with other callers. Can you please continue to hold?
Sure.
Before I transfer you, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it.
My name is Jeanette. Thank you for calling Keystone First Community Health Choice. Hold for the transfer, please.
Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood.
For more options.
Hi, this message is for Yvonne. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Family First Care. I'm calling in regards to Morris Dozier. We've sent a couple emails to try to get an authorization for home care services. If possible, can you please give us a call back? My phone number is 267-551-7430. Or if it's easier via email, my email is mjimenez@familyfirsthhc.com. Thank you.